Dictation for Betty Wentworth, WENTWORTH, November 11, 1937. Address as a letter to Dr. Terry Ball, Terry Ball, BALL, 775-6472. Dear Terry, follow up for Betty, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit November. Recent high calcium, discontinued calcium vitamin D. Stays on Zepbound, Zepound, for the last 3 months. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, although there is some constipation, which is chronic, no bleeding. Stable edema, bruises, uses a cane, no falls. Has posterior drainage, compromising her voice. Follows cardiology for arrhythmia. Review system done. Medication list review. I will highlight antiarrhythmic Sotalol on Lasix, usually no more than once a month, lisinopril. Present blood pressure 124/69, weight 165. No gross respiratory distress. No pericardial rap. Appears irregular but rate 78. Obesity of the abdomen, 2-3 plus edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.54, which is still is baseline. Anemia 12.7 with large red blood cells, elevated calcium, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin, present GFR 32. Repeat chemistries, creatinine 1.49, GFR 34. Calcium back to normal, albumin, phosphorus normal. Bilateral small kidneys, 8 to 8.5, no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, presently stable, no symptoms, no dialysis. High calcium resolve of the calcium vitamin D. No need for phosphorus binders. Bilateral small kidneys without obstruction, tolerating low dose of ACE inhibitors. Irregular reading antiarrhythmics. She is not anticoagulated. She is very excited about granddaughter getting married this weekend. She's going to participate on all the events. Come back in 6 months.